The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Hey.
Do this?
Yeah, I do this. I don't know why I do it.
Because it's a bouncy kind of song. I know.
Oh, man.
You're like a mad old man. It's like, until it comes on, and then you're like, hey, everybody, we're here.
Hey!
Hey!
What do you think of my belly?
Look, you can see my belly button through my shirt. Oh, man.
Oh, well, anyways, welcome to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We are here at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock on your clock, hopefully.
Yeah, something. Your phone and your oven.
Whatever clock.
Yeah, your oven, stove.
Your microwave clock.
It's not working.
Mine's 24 hour, so it's like at 1 o'clock it says 1300 on my microwave.
Really,
dude. Yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very special.
It's like, oh, it's 13 o'clock again? Dang it.
1300 hours. Where's your microwave dinner?
It's like, where's your kids? 10 o'clock. Where's your children?
It's 2200 hours. Do you know where your microwave dinner is?
Still burning.
It's been in there for 10 hours. I don't know.
It just tastes nasty. I don't understand what's going on. You're not supposed to put it in there for 25 minutes.
It's a little bit rubbery.
It's delicious.
It tastes great.
That's the only thing that stunk about microwave dinners, man. They were just rubber.
Yeah, they were horrible. Like the Salisbury steaks.
Those were the best, though.
They tasted good, but what was it?
Yeah.
It certainly wasn't steak.
What is that meat?
The mystery meat. Never mind the McDonald's mystery meat. It's the Salisbury steak mystery meat.
What is the mystery meat? Salisbury steak.
It's the same thing for the Swedish meatballs. That one was pretty good too. But what are the meatballs made out of?
Yeah, I'm concerned.
Yeah, I'm so concerned about it. I stress about it every day.
Is that why I have problems?
That must be it.
Yeah, it's probably it. It could be.
I killed my brain cells.
I think I
think I got one clinging to its life right now.
One's going chirp, 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 and then it just stops and stays.
couple of little dangly legs on there.
Just a pea in a little bowl. Just rolling around.
Yeah. You remember those games with the ball and the maze?
Yeah.
It's like that.
Yeah, it's like,
the ball is in there, but it can't get out of the maze.
But it has no holes to go anywhere. You're like, what's going on?
It just keeps rolling around and around and around.
You're like, this is great. I hear a tinging. I don't know what that is.
No wonder what that ringing in my ear is.
Yeah, you're always like, what is that?
It's not tinnitus.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's a metal ball rolling around my maze.
It's funny because my ear rings. I'm like, someone's talking about me. I know it. Then I'll have to call everybody. Like, are you talking about me? No. Liar.
So many people have so many different definitions of why that happens.
Yeah, I know.
Besides the fact that it's just ringing in the ear. Yeah. But like, some people are like, it's angels whispering things. Guardian angel whispering to you. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I wished my guardian angel was whispering to me a few years ago when I really needed him to.
Is it Jim Carrey? What's the most annoying sound word?
yeah, we don't, yeah.
It's a ringing. There's no nice words. I want to hear something nice, like, guess what?
Yeah, so whisper some sweet nothings.
Yeah, you're not going to ever be. No, I'm just kidding. What?
Who is that? That's definitely not my guardian angel.
Stop it, Dad. You're stupid.
You're not doing good.
Guess what?
Listen here, sonny boy.
This isn't an angel. It's the devil. Oh, I knew it. Knew
listen,
it.
Listen here, sonny boy.
You listen here, you young fella.
Just telling you, you're not doing any good for nobody.
Hey, listen here, whippersnapper.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a failure. Wait. Who is that? Satan? Is that you? No. Oh. Sorry.
Ventura. That's not my name. Oh, my bad.
Sorry, I thought you were someone else.
Let me start over again, Chuck. Hey. Dad?
Dad? Is that you?
Is that you?
Yeah, so where's Chantel with the weather?
Oh, Chantel. Let's go to Chantel with the weather.
It's 62 degrees here and here. The humidity is 54%. Saturday is going to be 54 here and here. Sunday is 65 here and here. And Monday is going to be rainy and 65 here and here.
Thank you, Chantel.
You're welcome. My name's Chantel.
Every time the fear in here gets me.
Fear in here.
Fear in here.
Fear in here.
I remember my wife heard that. She was dying. She was like, what did you say? I was like, I don't know. Billy said something, and I just all of a sudden said, he said he was close to it, and then I was like, fear in here. He was like, oh, my God, we lost it.
Yeah, that was it. I was like, fear in. And you were like, fear in here.
And I was like, fear in here.
And that was it. I lost it, too. Because it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Fear in here.
Fear in here. Got to put a lot of emphasis on it.
Yeah.
Fear in here.
You got to put a lot of it on, like, the second part. It's like, there's, like, a little, like, break in the voice at the H. So it's like, fear in here.
Fear in here.
Yeah. It's like, that's what's so funny about it. It cracks me up.
Croissant.
Croissant. It sounds like croissant, but it's croissant.
You know what? I really want to go to Starbucks and get a croissant right now.
What did I say? It was the moon was like the croissant. Waxing croissant.
The waxing croissant.
The moon phase.
I'm going to go get a massage.
Oh, man. Wait, I could do that. Wait a second.
Let me get a paddock here.
Let me make sure I get the moon phases for you.
I'll do it.
Let's see.
Croissant.
Why does it say Newberry? We're in Pittsfield.
I know. Mine says Boston. I'm like, what is going on?
Newberry. Let's see. Maybe it's because I was almost, maybe in Newberry at one point.
Maybe.
Kind of recently.
Super.
I don't know.
Super duper.
The moon phase is still waxing gibbous. Waxing gibbous.
Waxing and
gibberish.
Gibberish.
Waxing gibberish.
Waxing gibberish. Waxing gibberish.
Oh, man. I don't know what it's. I used to have the app where it just tell me what the moon phases were going to be like every day.
I used to have this. Yeah, I used to have like an app where I could hold my phone up and I could see everything.
Oh, I still have this. Starwalk.
Oh, that thing's awesome.
Yeah, Starwalk. There's the regular Starwalk and then there's Starwalk 2.
Yep.
I got the second one and it's so cool because if you point it at the floor.
Oh, God.
Like literally, if you're inside your house and you point it at the floor, you can see what's on the other side of the earth.
It's creepy.
Like what those stars are over there.
The devil's
star
like,
groups. Like, yeah.
Whoa, God. Hey, I'm playing with that no more.
Yeah. You can't see in the center of Earth, but you can definitely see where.
I wonder what the core looks like.
And you can, and it's pretty dead on. Like if nice. You put it up to where the Milky Way is, because you know where the Milky Way is, you can see it.
Yeah.
If you put it up to it, it'll tell you that that's the Milky Way. So it's pretty, like, as far as like this, the area, it's kind of dead on. You don't have to like move it. Over way too much.
Like,
it tells you what all the star groups are.
I love that. It was so awesome.
It was cool.
It was super cool because I would go outside and do it instead. And being in a room, you're just like, this is great. This is stupid. Gotta go outside.
Yeah. You gotta do, and you gotta shut the music off because it's like all celestial music.
Yeah.
It's like angels singing.
It's like at my job, dude. I want to fall asleep. Like at my job, it's the same thing. It's like,
Yeah, because it's supposed to be relaxing there.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's super awesome, but I sit there and I'm like playing with my phone for a minute and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep. I need to get up.
So
like now.
It's funny, I'm a member of some elite like hotel group and it gives me like huge discounts for where you work.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you can get my huge discount.
Yeah, it gives me like this huge discount for stays and for spa treatments and stuff.
Dude,
I was looking at it. I was like, I don't know if I'm that elite.
Do you want to massage me? Okay.
I don't know if I'm that elite. It's like the black card four hotel groups.
Oh.
And it isn't just one group. It's like several hotel groups. It's like if when you become a billionaire, you get a black card just because you're a billionaire. You get this black card, and it's for all these elite things, like even like events, soiree events that are up top the friggin' New York City buildings. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm that type of elite.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean, I'd show up probably wearing basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
I would.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, and everybody else is black tie. And they'll tell me I can't come in because I'm not wearing a black tie, and then I'll have to go put that shirt on.
I would just put a black tie on and walk in with my basketball shorts and a tank.
Yeah,
top.
Right? But that's what I'm saying. Bro.
You can't say nothing now.
Yeah, I got a blazer. I can throw that on, you know, but as long as I can wear my basketball shorts, I'm happy.
I'd be like, tie, that's it, I'm done.
Yeah. Do you want me to get a bow tie or get a clip on? Yeah. I can get a big fat bow tie or get a little one.
I had this awesome tie where it zipped in the back, and it was awesome. I loved that thing.
It zipped in the back?
Yeah, because it zipped and it went up to your neck. It just zipped tie.
That's
zip tie.
Different.
So awesome. It was super awesome. You couldn't even see the zipper.
I love tying ties, though.
I hate that. I used to be able to do it with no problem. Now I'm like,
I have trouble with the Windsor. That's like
extra flip.
Yeah, it's like an extra over. And it's a beautiful knot. It's a beautiful knot, but I always have trouble. I have a tie that is still tied as a Windsor.
Really?
Like I never untied it. And it was Mr. Valenti.
Like,
and I gotta give him a shout out. He's busy this year because it is prom season.
Yeah, yeah.
So Steve Valenti is one of the best guys to ever deal with if you gotta get a tux for your prom, for your wedding, anything. And you know, he helped me out and he tied my tie for me.
Really?
Into a Windsor, and it's difficult to do for me. I was watching every single movie he was doing, you know, trying to make sure to take it in. And then when I went home, I tried one of my other ties. I couldn't do it. I got to keep trying.
I love the guy at Tux Express. He's super awesome.
Yeah.
Super awesome guy. He's so amazing. He was so funny. Told us this cool story, and I was like enthralled. I was like, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool to walk in, and it doesn't matter, like, what men's story you go into. There's always stories.
Yeah.
You know, and if you've ever been into Stephen Valenti's, I've been to Tux Express, but it was years ago. When you walk in there, it's got a very rustic feel.
Yeah.
So it's got a lot of old Berkshire rustic on the walls. And then there was a photograph behind the desk, and it just so happened to be someone in my family.
Really?
Yeah. It
nice.
Was an older photograph, and it was, and he goes, yeah, I outfitted the whole, you know, wedding party. And he pointed him out, and it was great.
We froze.
That's all right. It's all right. But it was cool to see.
That's
and he's
awesome.
Like, that's, he goes, the, and of course, the gentleman that was in the photograph that was part of the family, he's, of course, he was the tallest one in the family because on the filial side, the men, the brothers are huge.
Yep.
So they're wicked tall.
That's
my
awesome.
Dad, you know, 6'4", 6'3", something like that. But there's even taller ones. Like he was the tallest one. I was like, it was him, wasn't it?
That's funny because the guy at the Tux Express place knows Troy's family,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was hilarious. He was like, you're Troy? And he was like, yeah. He was like, oh, my God, I know your grandpa. He's amazing. I was like, oh, my God.
Exactly. It's great. It's great when you walk into some place and you feel like you've been there or you feel like that you're part of the family.
Yeah.
And that's both of those places are great to go.
Yeah, I love it. I like him. He's super awesome. And I remember when I went into Steve Valenti's men's shop and I came in like really down and everything. He was like, you good? And I was like, yeah, my mom just passed away. And I was like, I'm just going to buy some socks. He's like, nah, take them.
Yeah, he gave me a pair of socks too after I bought a whole suit.
I was like, what?
He gave me that. And then he gave me like.
I didn't want to take them. I just wanted to buy them. I had money. He was like, no, I'm not going to make you buy them. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
He was like, no, take them. I was like. I was like, I feel weird walking out of here. Like, I'm going to get jumped.
I know. He's a super nice guy.
He's awesome. He's wicked awesome.
Super nice to work with.
Yep.
Very easygoing. Knows his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Been doing it for years.
Yeah. Same with the other guy.
Well, I think I was a little kid and I was still hearing about, you know, hearing about people going over there.
It's funny.
He's been there for years.
It's funny. Yeah. It's funny because being a little kid, that's always been there.
That's
same
always
with
been
the Tux place. Always have been there. They haven't gone anywhere.
Yep. It used to be Jim's House of Shoes used to be there for
they were
like the staples really when we were kids riding our bikes around.
Newberry's,
Jim's House of Shoes, Stephen Valenti's, they were always there.
Yeah. And England and Brothers.
England Brothers. Ugh. You guys, okay, we're dating ourselves.
Yeah, we're just, we're way.
Newberries.
England Brothers.
Did you know, and I remember, you should know this because you and I worked at the same place. So yeah. On South Street in the business building, that's completely empty pretty much.
Yeah.
There used to be a store, and we had to clean that store out a bit. It was number 10. Unit number 10.
Yep.
Way down at the end.
Yep.
Well, apparently there used to be an escalator in there, and it would go upstairs.
I don't remember
to the store. I don't remember that either. I was way too young for that. I was in the 80s, I guess.
Yeah.
It was like early 80s.
Yeah.
I was born 81. Okay, so there you know. Now you know how old I am.
There you go, guys. Knock it off.
So, but there, I guess there used to be an escalator in there. And apparently other people remember it too. And I'm wondering if anyone out there remembers the escalator on South Street in the business building there. You know, across from the museum.
If it was there, maybe, I don't know. I'm old, so I was born 75, so. Yeah, now you know how old I am. But anyways.
Yeah.
But I don't remember that.
Your birthday is going to be coming up soon.
Yeah, I don't even care. Anyways.
You can always do a small little thing like we did last time.
No, last year was rough for me because I didn't have anybody there. I didn't have my wife there.
I know, that's why I was like, come over. We're going to do something at my house.
I was frustrated. Anyway.
We had fun.
It's different because I think it would have been much more fun if my parents were there. You know, my parents were around. They'd be like, ew, you're 50. You're an old man. You can become a senior citizen in 10 years. Shut up.
Well, you know, I did get you some pretty nice old man gifts. Yeah. So, you know, the old man cream and...
Those are the best. Still the gag, to this day. No,
the gag gifts are the best.
Well, the bracelet got me. It broke.
Oh, no.
I was pissed.
Oh, no.
I was doing something, and it was like, snap. And I was like, no. And I was looking for the beads or bouncing everywhere. I'm like, no. I was like, oh, man.
That happened to me one time. Somebody gave me a bracelet with the beads on it, and it caught something. I was walking by a door or something, and it caught like a little a hook or something, and it pulled the beads everywhere. I was like, I'm never going to find them all.
No.
They were... everywhere.
No, they just bounced all over the place.
And I was like, I guess I wasn't meant to wear it. I guess it did its job.
I was so angry.
That's okay. You still have the socks.
I know. I got to wear those. With sandals. Flip-flops would be even better.
Yep, yep. Yeah, with flip-flops, I don't think you'd be able to hear the slap on the back of the foot.
No, but it would be funny.
You gotta get the Jesus sandals.
Yes.
And wear the socks with my face on them. You have to do that. You're bringing them in sometime and show them off.
I should.
It's funny.
And the fanny pack.
Yes, the fanny pack.
I should wear the fanny pack.
That was one of my favorites to get. I was laughing so hard at myself. I'm like... He's going to love this, but it's hilarious.
Yeah, I loved it. Like, I told my wife, I was like, should we bring the fanny pack? She's like, don't you dare. I was like, come on.
Didn't you offer it to her?
Yeah. I was like, honey, you can use it. She's like,
it's a hairy belly.
She even got the little belly button.
Yeah. It's so funny. It was so funny to see your wife. Yeah, yep. It was so funny to see your wife just kind of trotting in with this. Fanny back with a hairy belly and a belly button. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys. Look what I got.
Yeah, I got all my stuff.
Got my money. Got my cards.
I got my stuff in here.
All my stuff. It's so cute.
It'd be even funnier if you could put a steak in it. You know, but it's a belly fanny pack. Isn't it funny? Belly fanny?
Yeah.
Belly fanny.
Belly fanny.
And you pull out a steak?
I don't know. Sometimes people's fannies look like bellies, and you're not sure if they're bellies or fannies. So, yeah.
I guess.
You're like, whoa.
Is that a fancy fan?
Is that a fanny?
Never mind.
Is that a fat fanny? Is that a fat fanny belly?
Fanny belly.
Is that a fat fanny belly?
That was great. Oh, ooh, that segment great. Was funny.
That's going into culinary. Fat fanny belly.
Fat fanny belly.
We'll never put it down. Belly, but anyways.
I know. That, but yeah, you can take that and run with it.
Yeah.
Like, there's fanny belly. That fanny pack was, and it's a fanny pack. period. It's a fanny pack. Yep. Nobody does that anymore.
No.
And then if you do see somebody wearing a fanny pack, you're like, dork.
Yep.
Even though you would do it.
They try to be cool about it now. They put it to the side.
Yeah.
And you're like, hang on a minute, let me get my glasses.
You know what, though? I'm going to tell you something. I don't think it's dorky. I think it's probably one of the best things. If you don't have enough pocket space, if you don't want to lose some stuff, especially your glasses, come on. You stick it in there and you got it. It ain't going nowhere.
Can you imagine getting robbed? Give me your fanny pack now.
Give me your belly.
give me your belly pack.
I mean, give me that. What is that?
Give me your fat bottom belly zipper. What is that thing?
Zipper. Unzip your belly.
Give me fanny pack.
Unzip your belly fanny pack.
Unzip your fat bottom belly pack. Get something. Give me it.
You know what? Never mind.
Just
I'm
going to
go somewhere else.
You're scaring me with that thing.
You know, you win.
You start rubbing it.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
You're like,
somebody's trying to rob you, and they didn't want you to open up your belly fanny pack, and you just start rubbing it.
You're like,
hold on.
Start playing with the belly button.
Yeah. Let me just get the genie.
Then you go.
Yep, you're out of here. that person would be gone.
Stop it. I'm done.
That person would be gone.
Anyone trying to rob you and you're rubbing the belly fanny pack and you're playing with the belly, they're going to leave.
They're going to leave.
They're going to be like, I'm done. I'm out.
It's like if you act like insane to a person who's being insane to you. You just act crazy.
Yeah,
they run away. It's the best way.
What do you mean? Okay.
It's the best way.
Yep.
There used to be rumors of certain people on like North Street that did certain things to requesting weird things.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, weird noises, like burps or something, right? Yep. You know the story I'm thinking of.
Yes, I know exactly which one you're talking about. They pay you for it.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
At least that was the rumor. To be. Well, when I was younger, I happened to be approached by one of those people. Actually, that person in particular.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize who it was yet, because he hadn't just straight out asked.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sitting on the bench, and I was waiting for some friends or something. And he struck up a conversation with me and everything, and then he just was like, you know, do you burp? And I'm like, yeah, everyone burps. Like, I was like really confused. I'm like, yeah, everyone does. And he was like, well, would you ever do it for money? I was like, no. I mean,
depends.
Why? Why do you ask? And he's like, well, I don't know. And I was like, oh, well, do you ever wonder where we came from? I really did. I started. He goes, what do you mean? I was like, well, you don't think we just popped up here on Earth, do you? I mean, I think the aliens put us here. I started going on and on. I was like, yeah, they put us here as an experiment, and that's why they come back. That's why people see UFOs. I'm like, because we're an experiment. They put us here on Earth, and they watch everything we do.
Yeah.
And whenever we mess up or you know, like, it becomes really bad, they make this big bad catastrophe happen, and then they start us all over again.
Yeah.
This guy was like, well, I gotta go. I was like, yes, yes, that's the way to get rid of them.
I got one. There was a guy that always, I don't know. This is weird. I'm doing it anyways. He had an obsession with people's feet.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to wear flip flops a lot, which now I stop. But anyways, he saw me and he was like, oh, those are nice feet, man. Can I take a picture? And I was like. And I just looked at him like, what? Like that? He was like, yeah, can I take a picture? And I was like, how about, I was like, do you ever wonder something? He's like, what? I was like, I love knees. Can I see your knees? And he was like, I just stared at me. And I was like, weird, huh? Like that. And he just stood there, didn't do anything.
Yeah,
he didn't know what to do.
Can I take a picture of your knees?
He was like,
give it right back.
Yeah, he just stared at me. I looked at him. I just kept looking at him as I'm walking by. And I left.
You never lose eye contact.
And then I was like, I'm never wearing flip-flops again. Ever.
That's the secret.
Yep.
You have to, you know, look at them crazy eyed.
Yep.
Look at people crazy eyed and never blink and never lose eye contact.
That crazy eye.
That weird look that creeps. Yeah. Crazy eye. Yeah.
Give me that crazy eye.
Oh, I lost it. Okay. Yeah. And it's, it works.
Yeah, it does.
If you want to get somebody away from you, that's what you do.
I was like, I'm done.
You got to give them that look. And then they get scared. And when they're scared, you're like, oh, man.
I'm so good at this.
I should be in movies.
I should be in movies.
I should be in movies.
You guys want to be in a movie? Yes. Yes, I do.
Depends. What kind of movie are we talking about?
Well, it's a commercial. It's not a movie. What's it for? Not what you want.
Hemorrhoids. Hemorrhoids. It's for hemorrhoids.
For Depends.
Yep.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? Well, you look... Don't even.
It's one of those commercials for medications.
You
do know the people are like so happy in the commercial because they started this medication, but the side effects... But the side effects can cause severe depression and all this other stuff. Like,
it's so obnoxious.
Yeah, like, what else? Severe depression, hypoxia, like...
Diarrhea.
Cause low blood sugar.
Diarrhea.
Yeah. Nausea.
Loss of vision. Yeah.
Loss of mind. Like, seriously, I can't wait to take that medication.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Can't wait. Those people look so happy on TV.
And they're like, yeah! They're like, I'm dying!
I've been taking this medication and I'm so great. And it's like one little ailment. But then it gives you all these side effects. So then you have to take more medications to counter the side effects.
Did you see it, though? Like, if they were taking the medication and all of a sudden they let the side effects show out on the commercial, and then they pan away from the guy, then they pan back to him, and he's blind, and he's like, I'm doing great! He's looking at the camera, he's back,
yeah,
too.
They pan away, and they pan back, and then he's, like, on the ground, and somebody's trying to resuscitate him. and then they quickly pan away again.
Here, take this bear aspirin.
Chew this.
You see me in a Depends commercial? Hey, Chuck, how you doing on that horse? Oh, I'm a little squishy, but I'm okay. Got a rash.
I'm okay.
I got a rash. Well, here, use these. What is that? That's a Depend. Oh, I'm using these crappy old ones right here. Don't use those. Use these. And then next part comes up, I'm there like, ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. I'm feeling great. I just crap my pants.
And you just keep bouncing on it.
Yeah, you're...
Oh, no.
Whoopsie. But I'm okay. I'm wearing Depends. No,
or, you know, it would be really funny if one day... If one day Depends had like the size chart, so like, you know how like baby diapers are like 1, 2, 3, like Depends, like you get to a certain age and it just starts saying like 80 85 90
young senior 50
yeah young yeah y YS young senior
size 4B.
Yeah, it's like it would just be funny.
Yeah, I'm like size 34.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
and they're like pants instead. These are nice.
These are great. They fit so perfect.
You guys hear that noise? It's like as you're walking. You're trying to hide.
You know,
them.
I don't know because I mean I've never had to wear them, so no. I don't know what it's like.
No, I don't either.
But I can say when I was younger, when the kids were younger.
Yeah.
And like, for instance, David was still in diapers. And when he walked around, I mean.
You could hear it.
You could hear it. Even when he had pants on or shorts on. And so it always made me wonder, can I hear it if I ever had to be in that situation? God forbid that ever happened. Like something happens and you can't hold, you know, you're incontinent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And again, it's nobody's fault.
No, it's nobody's fault.
It's just... It is kind of funny to joke about.
Yeah, you got to joke about it. You got to learn how to take a joke. That's all it is. We're just here to have fun.
But I did wonder, I'm like, so if I were to wear those around, would anybody know?
Don't wear sweatpants.
Yeah, right?
And I wear, like, I don't wear sweatpants. Those sweatpants look great on you.
Yeah, you look, what happened? You got a butt. What happened there?
Man, you working out?
You been working out lately?
You do this whole... I'm wearing Depends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Check it out. Ooh. Mm. Ah. Yeah.
That's it. I just went.
I'm not going.
That's it. I just went.
That's it. I just went.
And you're like. You know how babies stare at you when they're going to the bathroom? Imagine if you did that when you're at a party.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
You just stare.
You're out eating.
Yeah. And you're drinking wine. And you're just like,
and you just your face starts turning red. Your eyes get a little squinty, and you just sit there for just a second, staring at someone.
And you make and that noise.
And then you just go back to drinking your wine. I love those videos where the people are like, the guy's like sitting there like an ice cream cone, and he's like staring, licking this ice cream cone, and this woman is like catching his gaze,
yep.
And she starts like flirting with him, and he's licking the ice cream cone in a very flirtatious way, so she's flirting with him, and then at the end of the ice cream, like, he picks up a walking stick and he's blind.
Yeah, I love that.
The girl is like, oh my God, what am I doing? Those are great.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7, Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Oh, welcome back.
Yeah, it was a good imitation that time. Yeah, over the break.
You should do it.
I did this little imitation of what Chuck was talking about. It's not wine, it's coffee.
Yeah.
But I mean, and the people that are listening that don't have access to the viewing aren't going to be able to see it. But you're going to know exactly what I'm doing. You could be just having a conversation. We're just having a conversation. I'm about to drink the wine.
How are your
pork chops over there?
You see it mid-conversation. Honey, are you thirsty?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good to go now.
Whew, feel better. Give me that wine. Bring it on.
Bring me that wine. Bring it on.
Honey, you're leaking. What? Oh.
I loved it in Breaking Bad when the old man did that. The old man in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And then he was like, are you going to talk to us? And the old man was like leaned up. And the ATF officer like kind of leaned in like he was gonna listen to him, and instead he just and it was like really watery. It just dripped on the floor. It was gross.
Yummy.
It was gross.
Delicious.
Oh man, we're here. Okay, Chuck and I are here to remind you that you don't have to be serious all the time.
No.
Okay. This is why we do what we do.
Yep.
You have to be a little immature, even at our age.
Yeah, you have to.
Okay? Because life's heavy, right? Life's been heavy lately.
Yeah.
Right? For a lot of folks, right? Yep. All over the world, right? So what do you do?
Make comedy.
You make comedy.
Make people laugh.
You make people laugh. And you have to laugh at yourself.
Yeah. Can't take it serious, everything we say. Oh, my God, you're talking about the pants.
Well,
you
got to laugh at yourself. You got to laugh at yourself.
Like, dude, I can't even walk anymore. I trip over everything.
I forget where I put stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Or I literally could be sitting in my chair, grab my drink, and I know I'm about to say something. I'll look over at Trin. Hi, Trin, by the way. I know you're listening.
Hi, Trin. Hi.
I'll look over and I'll go to say what it is I was going to say, and then I'll be like, Trin. And she'll look over, she'll be like, what? And I'm like, oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Every single time, but it was right there.
I hate putting something somewhere, and I'm like, oh, no, I left it there. Oh, my God. It's
all the time.
There it is.
All the time. One of my one of my phrases that I say all the time, and I think I say it at least once a day, at least.
Yeah.
It's here somewhere. That's what I say.
Yeah,
it's here.
It doesn't have legs. It didn't walk
It's
away.
Here somewhere.
Yep.
I know I put it here somewhere.
It's there. I know it's here. I can see it. I know it's here.
I put it somewhere. It's such a, you know, it's because I don't have such a small space to look anymore.
Yeah.
I have to look in a bigger space. So when I'm looking around, I'm like, where did I put that? Like, I don't want to lose this item. So I made sure to put it somewhere safe. Right? Well, it's so safe that I don't even know where it is.
It's in a safe place for you not to find it.
I think next time I think of putting something in a safe place, I'll just put it in my safe.
Yeah, there you go. Or just get one of them boxes, you just open it up, put it in there, and just leave it there.
Yeah. I mean, that's where I put my passport in there. It's in the safe.
Yeah.
Because I won't remember where I put it if I don't put it in there. But man.
Where'd you put it? I put it in the snack container.
It's safe in the safe.
Oh, man. Like, I've done things where it's like I leave keys in my pocket, and I don't know they're in there because I don't check. And I'm like, oh, my God, where did I put it? Oh, my God. I'm walking all over the house. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm freaking out. Oh, my God. And I'm like, I don't know where. Really?
You know what's even funnier, though? And, I mean, this can happen to anyone. It doesn't even matter what age you are. You're on the phone with your friend, and you're like, yeah, I got to look this thing up. Oh, but I don't know where my phone is. I got to find my phone. Where's my phone?
I got to
find my phone. And they're like, hello? Hello? And you're like, I don't know where my phone is. Hang on. I got to find my phone.
I've done that.
I've done that. It's like, wait a second. Oh, sheesh. It's in my hand.
It's so bad. I've done the same thing where I'm like, so sitting there, I'm like, yeah, yeah. Give me a minute. Let me find my phone. And they're like, what? Like that. And I'm like, they're like, you're talking now. No, let me find my phone. Hang on. And I'm like, I don't know where I put my phone. I'm holding it in my hand. It's like,
glasses,
this is stupid.
The glasses thing on your head.
Yeah.
I can't find my glasses.
Until you go, man. And you later go,
yep.
And you're like, there they are.
Hey.
Hey.
Or even worse, like they could be on your face.
Yeah.
Like you could be wearing them and you're like, I need my glasses. Then you know you need to go back to the eye doctor.
Yeah.
You're like, you know, I need to get my eyes rechecked because I was wearing my glasses.
What are
you
talking about?
I had one.
Stupid.
But yeah, I mean, you could be any age when that happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
I think it's funny. We're like, I used to have glasses like, I would wear the string that they attach to, and I would always lose. They would sit right here, and I still couldn't find them.
You know,
sad.
I actually have a really great I have two pairs of glasses, one for seeing far away, and one for reading.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I got.
And they always fall off my face. or I can't have them both because it's like,
yeah, I don't.
There's
like
just two. There's two. Yeah, right.
Messes so me up.
I found these things that hook onto the sides there, yeah, or whatever, the glasses sides, and they don't, it doesn't fall off, which is great.
Cool.
And they're sporty looking, so they really kind of just hang, you know, here, and I know they're there because I can feel it.
Yeah,
you know, so I can just pick them up because I can never find my glasses are never where I need them to be. Especially my reading glasses. They're never where I need them to be.
No, I wore mine all day at Anna's graduation the whole time.
Yeah.
And then I was like, where's my glasses? And I was like,
oh. Yeah.
And then I took them off, dude. Because they're for the far away, right? So yeah. I took them off and I was like, just resting my eyes. I was like, Jesus, everything's 3D. I was like, what's going on?
Yes.
I was like, whoo. I was like, and it makes it worse when you rubber it. There's no point. So it doesn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, okay, adjust.
Yeah, you get so like bad. Close your eyes for a bit.
Yep. My wife's like, you good? And I was like, I'm good.
That's like when you go outside and it's really, really bright, and then you go inside and it's really dark because it was so bright. I have really light colored eyes, and I have sensitive light. Like, I have a light sensitivity.
Yep.
So when it's really bright, it's really bright, like blinding bright.
Yep.
And then I go in my house and everything is dark. Like, I can't see a thing.
Oh, I hate that.
The best way for me to be able to fix that is to close my eyes and put my hands, like, right over my eyeballs just for a couple minutes, and then they'll adjust. It's such a weird thing. But it hurts to be light sensitivity, be outside. I have to have sunglasses everywhere.
I don't wear sunglasses. I should, but I don't. But like when it's wintertime and it just snows and the sun's out,
it's horrible.
God. And I'm like,
It like smacks you in the face, in the eyes. You're like a fork in the eyes.
And I turn around. I'm going back upstairs. And I'm like, whoa, can't see nothing.
And all you needed to do is run out and grab something out of the vehicle or something like that. Or
you're
your
like,
car.
Oh.
Yeah. You're like, I don't want to.
I don't want to do this. I don't like it.
And you want the sun to come out in the winter, right?
Yeah.
Until it comes out and blinds you with the snow.
Oh, I hate it. I hate
that. Snow blindness.
It makes you feel so good.
Yeah.
You're such a nice gentleman.
Insta headache.
So I was at work. This is, you're gonna love this. I was at work.
Story time.
So I was at work, and I was over by the front desk, and I was waiting to ask something. These two old ladies were there, right? And they were like, and I'm standing there, and they both look over at me, and I'm like, man, he's handsome, like that. And I was like, I can hear you, right? And they're like, and they look over, like, can he help us? And I'm like, with what? Like that. And they're like, can you show us where the woman's room is? And I'm like, bathroom, like that. And they're like, no, the locker room. I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. I went just like this, and they both put their arms in my arms, and I walked them right to their thing, and it was so funny, dude. They were like, you're such a handsome gentleman. Oh, wish I was younger.
I was like, isn't that the funniest?
Oh, like, we'll say, well,
it's great.
I was like, I'm glad you didn't judge me because my tattoos. She goes, oh no, that makes you better. I was like, okay. I loved it. They were super nice. They were sweethearts.
I love older folks. Did I ever tell you a story about one of the times the buses came in?
No, tell me.
At the hotel? Oh, man, it's funny. So sometimes they have these tours. And of course, it's older folks that come up here in the fall time, and they do the foliage tours, and they used to stay at the hotel. You remember the buses.
Yep.
And there was a couple of ladies that stayed in one of the rooms. And they called down to the front desk asking for extra towels.
Yeah.
So I brought them some extra towels. Well, when I brought the towels up and I knocked on the door, I announced who I was. One of the ladies answered the door in just a sheet.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh. And I turned around, you know, just to be a gentleman. Like, you know, I didn't expect to see that. So I of course.
Well, that's full of sheet.
Yeah. It's like I turned around and I handed them the towels, and I was like, here you go. And if there's anything else you guys need, just don't hesitate to call. And they didn't hesitate. They called back down to the front desk for extra washcloths. Okay, they asked for extra towels the first time. They asked for extra washcloths this time. So I obliged. I went up there with the washcloths. And again, this time, it was just a towel.
Oh, Jesus.
And then, of course, they're flirty. Yeah. And they were a lot older.
Yeah.
You know, they were very much older.
They were cougars.
I was like, you know, that's great. They want to flirt. That's cool.
Yep.
Whatever. I don't care. And then the lady, like, hands me a dollar, and she goes, here you go.
Yes.
And I was like,
where's that going to get me?
I was like, you don't have to tip me. And she's like, no, I want to. I was like, okay.
I
left and I went down to the front desk, and I said to the, I think it was Indri that was working that day. I really miss Indri. And I go, Indri, if these people call from that room again, please don't send me.
Yeah.
I'm like, please don't send me. Send somebody else. Send a woman. Please. Please make sure you do.
I want to give you a dollar.
I want to.
I'm like, it would have been funnier if she was like, here's a dollar. We'll get yourself some penny candy.
Oh, I miss penny candy.
What error are you in?
I miss penny candy.
Me too, man. I used to go to the store and get tons.
I didn't care about the dollar. I just cared about how it was given to me.
Do you remember the candy that are square? They were in a clear wrapper and had a squirrel on it. They're called squirrel nut zippers.
Oh yeah, I do
those
remember
things
those.
Were so good, man.
I do remember. They were sort of peanut butter or something,
yeah,
right?
They're like a peanut butter caramel type thing. It was so good.
They had little peanuts in them. I do remember those.
Oh, I used to buy tons of those. And it was funny because there was a band called Squirrel Nut Zippers.
Yes, there was.
And I was watching like MTV one time when it was alive. But anyways, I was watching MTV.
I did look it up, by the way. MTV is still...
Is it still alive?
It's still alive. It's just...
Not the...
I think you have to stream it.
Oh, that sucks.
Or something. Anyways, finish your story.
So I'm watching MTV and I see Squirrel Nut Zippers. And I'm like, man, why would you name something after the coolest candy ever?
Right?
Knock it off. It's like naming yourself Pixie Sticks. Those things were brutal.
Yeah.
The big, long ones.
Yeah, they made like those, they were like double the round it and then triple the length.
Oh, my good Lord. Talk about a sugar rush.
Yeah.
Dude, I could climb 16 trees in 20 seconds.
Did you and your friends try to like ever snort them? It was horrible.
Oh, yes, I did.
Like, stupid. I wonder what would happen if we did it.
I was like, my eyes
oh, it was bad. Bad. Don't do that.
Oh, it was burnt. Don't do that. Don't ever do that. Don't be stupid.
Can you find pixie sticks still?
They're still pixie sticks.
They're still pixie sticks.
Yeah, they're still pixie sticks. I know they were selling them in Ecuador.
I have pixie flowers. Pixies.
Like, I remember they were selling them in Ecuador. They had, like, this like
pixie
this,
dust.
Like, this Kia. He's so pretty. I remember they had this, like, little Kia.
Chantel would love those.
She'd be like, I love pixie sticks. They're so good.
Pixie.
Anyway. My name's Chantel. Anyway. So there was like this kiosk in the mall in Ecuador.
Yep.
And it was all American candy and stuff. I was like, no way. I got super excited. And I went over there. It was Reese's. I was like, so
we
happy.
Love Americans.
And I saw these huge pixie sticks. I was like, oh, I want one. Like, yeah, I just wanted one. My wife's like, no, you don't need that. I was like, yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
And they had the little tiny ones in the straw, which were useless. The cardboard straws.
Yeah, yep.
You're like, you're trying to get it. You're like, I can't get it out. You get so
it's so
pissed.
Frustrating.
Oh, my God. I had to open it up and then lick it up.
It was a lot of work.
Like, what are you doing?
So much work.
You're like a psycho. You're like, it's so good. And you're like, calm down, man. It's just sugar. Oh, God.
You know, it reminds me of, when different countries have, like, small little shops or something that's just geared towards Americans. Like, yeah. They put like American food in there, American treats, American snacks, drinks, you know, whatever, just to make people feel more at home.
Yep.
It makes me think of Hostel.
Hostel, Jesus.
And then it also makes me think of what is the movie? It's Just Married?
Just Married. Isn't it? That's the one with
Ashton Kutcher.
And Brittany.
Brittany Murphy.
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah. And they go to Paris or something. They go overseas to like Paris or, you know.
It was like a honeymoon, right?
Yeah. They were going all the way through Europe.
And they didn't have the plugs and stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. I remember. Yes.
Well, he went to an American bar, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You know, and it was all Americanized. And he's like, yes! He was all excited. Reminded me of you. Okay, getting all excited to go to this American kiosk.
I was excited. You have no idea.
He's like, oh, yeah, it's American bar. I'm going in. It was all American people.
It was all calm. It was like, we were walking down the mall. It was all calm. And I go, candy! Like, it was just so bad. It was like, Jesus.
Worse than a five-year-old?
Yeah, I was like, Reese's! All these people were like,
how many years had it been since you had it?
Reese's? Oh, I was like, a year. At least.
Yeah, because there's some things they don't sell.
Yeah, they don't sell Reese's there. And when I saw that, I was like...
I got a little bit of Reese's!
I need some Reese's! And I got them, and I was like, oh, yeah.
I would have been happy to send you boxes of food, dude, if you had told
good
me.
Good luck, because they'll probably at the airport...
At customs?
Yeah, customs will take it all.
Take it all?
They'll, like, leave wrappers and, like, here's your candy. It was delicious, thanks.
Yeah, they'll take all your candy.
Because my dad sent me something, and I never got it.
Oh.
So I kind of... hurts because I would have loved to know what he sent.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah, but I don't know what he sent, so.
Yeah.
Thanks, Customs.
But I know that you can send food overseas. You know those, you can get boxes. Like, you know, you can sign up to get boxes of snacks from other countries and they send them to you so you can try them.
Yep. We should do that.
Yeah, we should.
Live
should do
on
it.
The air.
We should.
And be like, that's good.
We should do it. I mean, they never know. Some stuff is really great, and then I've heard, you know, some of it isn't.
The only thing I will not try is Vegemite. That's disgusting.
Vegemite.
Disgusting.
I think I've heard of it.
Okay, I had a friend in Australia, right? And I said, hey, and she was like, you should try Vegemite. It's so good. And I'm like, is it?
Vegemite.
She's like, yeah, you should get some Vegemite.
You go have some Vegemite.
Very good. And then I was like, okay. And she sent it to me, and it was like a little tiny jar. And she was like, yeah, put it on some toast and make sure you toast it. I was like, okay. She goes, it's not that good when it's like soft bread. And I was like, okay. So I toasted, put it on her, and I just bit right into it like it was nothing. And I was like, no. They spit it right out. I was like,
what is it made of? Does it say? Or?
I think it's, I don't know. I didn't even want to look at it.
Was it like a spreadable?
It was spreadable. It was just gross.
It just wasn't edible. It was spreadable, but it just wasn't edible.
It had like a, how do I say it? Like a weird oil texture. It was the texture. Ooh. Was like very gritty.
And I was is it their version of Nutella?
No. Is their version of like bubbled motor oil or something? It's just like
you got to try the Vegemite.
You got to try the Mobile One.
Mobile One.
It's very good.
It's a Mobile One. You just spread it on the bread.
So nasty. My dad tried it. He was like, His face, he was like, what is this? I was like, it's Vegemite.
It's like, Vegemite.
You like it.
you like it.
You're going to love
you're
it.
You're going to try it. You're really going to taste it.
Put it on your bacon.
You're going to taste it.
You're going to taste it. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. You're going to like it.
Don't be crikey, man. Just do it.
I promise.
I promise you're going to love it. It's love it. It's very good. You're going to love it. It's crikey, man. Just eat it.
Just chew.
My dad was like, hey. Like slow chewing, and he was like, mm-mm, spit it right out. He was like, ugh, and he threw his toast in the sink. I'm like, I'm not picking that up. He was like, I ain't doing it either. I was like,
throw it in the trash, throw it in the trash.
The trash was way over here. He's like, I don't want to go that far. He was just like, spit it right out, and I was like,
just throw it in the sink.
It's delicious.
Just put it in the sink.
Oh, I was like, hey, Mom, try this. I gave her like this little tiny piece on a spoon.
Yeah.
And she was like, and all of a sudden I hear,
yeah, I don't think you could eat it off a spoon.
She was gagging so bad. She was like, but she kept doing this. She was like, and she was like, I was like, why do you keep eating it?
Ew. Oh, she kept on eating it, like, even after it
yeah,
was
she
like...
had some of it still in her mouth, but she kept, like, trying to taste it. She just kept gagging. I'm like, spit it out. And she was like,
get some water, just swish it around, and
it was so
get
funny.
It out of your mouth. Vegemite.
Vegemite. You gotta try Vegemite.
Vegemite.
Vegemite, you gotta. It's made of alligator and, like, crickets. Yeah. Spiders
and crickets
and spiders. Very
spiders.
Good.
You just eat it.
They say it's made of vegetables, like crushed up tons of vegetables. That's disgusting. Like you can't mix all that together. It just doesn't work.
The kangaroos.
And they
love
say
it.
If you put it in if you take it out and put it in a pan and like let it cook and then you can put your meat. No, no. So I
well maybe cooking.
I know,
it.
I tried it. No. God no. It was so thick, it literally looked like motor oil.
It's amazing.
I was like, ugh, watch one of these Australian people come to the studio. Vegemite, it's amazing, what are you talking about?
It's made from kangaroo poo.
I'm going to get that alligator right there, and I'm going to make me some Vegemite.
Do you know how long it took to make this?
I had to shave the alligator.
I drove my Subaru Outback all the way in the bush to fight kangaroos
and creatures.
And creatures you know nothing about.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
Just to get you this Vegemite.
This would be the greatest commercial, wouldn't it? Vegemite.
Well, since you don't like it, why don't we just put another shrimp on the barbie?
Delicious. You can dip your shrimp in it.
Deep your shrimp.
Deep. Oh, my God, dude. It was so gross. But, I mean, I don't know if you ever heard of Tam Tams.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good. She sent me, like, three different flavors of those. Yep. Oh, my God, I ate them all. My dad ate one whole package. I was so mad because I didn't get to try it.
Oh,
he was like, they're good. You should try these. I was like, they came from Australia. How am I going to eat it?
I have heard of Tam Tams. Isn't that weird?
Now they sell them here.
Oh, that's probably why.
I was like, nah.
That, you know what? They're probably in the store that's in Great Barrington, that candy store.
No, they sell them in Stop and Shop.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen them in Stop and Shop.
Well, they might sell them in that candy store. There's a candy store in Great Barrington that's huge.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Well,
yeah.
not the newer one, but there's another one.
Yeah,
I can't remember the name of it, though.
It's on, when you're going down, it's, when you're on, going, this
it's,
side,
it's
right?
On the right-hand side. If you're going towards, like, Egremont and everything.
Oh, okay, all right.
I believe, yeah, because I walked to it.
Okay.
And when I was there. I didn't walk to it from here. Oh, my God, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I never do that.
This is so crazy.
It's so far. But anyway, yeah. Me? I went in there and I saw all kinds of candy. And one of the things I saw in there, I actually wanted to buy it so bad and I wanted to give it to you for like Christmas. But I think it was past Christmas. Yeah, it was. I should have bought it just to give it to you for your birthday. It was King Kong's size underwear. It was awesome.
Jesus,
it was like,
Christ.
I looked at it. It was like 3 feet long. It wasn't candy.
Where do you hide it?
It wasn't candy. It was real underwear. I was laughing so hard, dude. I think it was King Kong. It was like, I'm pretty sure it was King Kong. It was King Kong. It was underwear, dude. They only had one box. And I should have bought it. I should have bought it.
Where do you hide it?
And the box was only like this. It was only like a couple. I don't know. Maybe 10 inches long and maybe like 4 inches wide. But if you pull them out, it was like it fit from shoulder to shoulder. I'm like, holy cow, dude! This would be perfect for Chuck.
I remember I bought my dad one of them big remotes.
Yeah, with the big numbers.
You could have seen his face. I was like, Dad. He's like, I can't see. I was like, Dad, I got you something for your birthday. Give it to you for early. He's like, okay. You don't have to do that. I was like, no. And I gave it to him, this big, huge package. He opens it up and he goes, I can't say what he said to me, but I was like, it helps you, though. He's like,
you don't have to worry about
it. He was like, how am I going to get it to work? I was like, are you going to use it? And he's like, yeah. I was like, really? So I came home one day from work. He's literally holding it like this. It was the power, the volume button. He's holding it and he's pushing the numbers like. And I'm That's dying. Awesome. I'm dying. And I'm like, does it work? He's like, this thing works great. I was like, Jesus.
Don't even have to look at it this close.
So I bought my mom one. She's like, I hate you. I was like, I know. I was like, it works though. He's like, she's like, whatever.
Do you remember when Cricket first came out?
Yes.
And it was for old people.
Yes.
And the phones had huge numbers on them. Yeah. It was Cricket cell phones for old people. Like, and they were and the they face. Played. Yeah, yeah. And they were play and they played like, I can't remember what song. When I hear the song, it always makes me think of that.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which song it is. I can't remember if it's like. Oh, I can't remember what song it is. Every time I hear it, it makes me think of the Cricket commercials. Oh no! I'll think of it when I'm driving back home. Guaranteed.
Look it up, see what the old Cricket commercial was with the old. You can see your numbers now.
It was like a song from '60s. It was like, I'm pretty sure. It was funny.
I remember when I bought my mom a telephone, and it was like this big. Like a one you use in the house.
Yep.
It was like literally this big, like this long, and it had huge numbers. I was like, now you're just being a jerk. And I was like, what? I was like, I'm trying to help you. You said you can't see. She's like, this is more for your dad, not for me. Like, she's always like, she would get it on the phone like this. But the thing was, is the receiver's like this big. And she's like this. And he's like, dee, dee, dee. Dude, it was so funny. I was like, you look so amazing when you're doing that. She's like, shut up.
Oh
my God, it was so funny. Just seeing my dad use that remote was probably the most priceless. I laughed so hard. I had tears in my eyes. He's like, you shut up. You bought this for me so I can see. I was like, yeah, but you know how stupid you look. He's like, hey, it works, doesn't it? I was like, yeah, but, you know. That's funny.
It is.
Hilarious. It was hilarious.
Sitting here trying to find the old.
I think it took like 320 batteries. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Double A or triple?
I think it was the D's. It was a lot of batteries, though. I was like, gosh, man, come on.
Yeah. My trail cameras. So you have the option of filling it with regular batteries.
Yep.
Or just getting a rechargeable pack, which I got the rechargeable packs because it took like 13 or 14. No, it took like 14 batteries.
Good Lord.
Double A batteries to run it. And I was like, why would I do that when you can get a battery pack that's rechargeable? Yes, like, why would anybody want to put 14 batteries? And then when they die, and they'll die a lot quicker,
mm-hmm.
you got to buy a huge pack of batteries. Mm-hmm. And that is expensive.
Yep.
The batteries are expensive. So I bought the rechargeable batteries, which would cost me about the same amount as a whole pack of like 32 batteries, and I can just recharge that one.
Exactly.
Instead of having to buy 32 batteries all the time.
It's our 1 minute thing. Oh no.
Darn it.
I'm gonna put this thing on, but just keep it low.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we got a minute, so you guys get to listen to that cool thing where I bounce around every week. Where I look like I'm having a seizure.
Oh, it wasn't Cricket, it was Jitterbug.
A Jitterbug, yes.
And that was the song. Jitterbug! I was like, that's it. I was wrong.
We were wrong.
I was wrong. I thought it was cricket.
I did too.
But it was jitterbug. Jitterbug. Well,
cricket bug doesn't matter.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
It makes noises. Anyways. Well, that's it for us. We'll be back next week with more tea and... No, not your cup of tea and crumpets.
Not your cup of tea and crumpets.
Ooh, tea and crumpets.
Well, you know, you've been listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 FM Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
All right.
You guys all have a great weekend.
Yeah, have a good rest of your day. Have a good one, guys.